This Saturday at Lancaster High School, a special forum called Our Community, Our Epidemic, Turning Drug Awareness into Action takes place. Here to talk more about it from Kids Escaping Drugs, Jody Altman. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Jody, if you could, there's a lot of different entities involved in this forum. Can you tell us about the motivation behind it?
I think the motivation behind it is the horrible epidemic of addiction that we have in Western New York. We had done something a number of years ago, and this is kind of a follow-up to that to address the epidemic of opiate and heroin addiction that we have. It's the coming together of law enforcement, the medical community, the addiction treatment community, and families who either know somebody or are affected by addiction in an educational forum to kind of teach people about the problem and then have an action plan to address the problem.
Is there something that is unique about Western New York in this problem? Because we most certainly have heard a lot in the media about it over recent months.
Well, I think the uniqueness, let me say this. I don't think addiction is a unique problem to Western New York. I think the epidemic, the opiate epidemic, the heroin epidemic is extremely unique in terms of the amount of deaths that were recorded last year due to opiates and the amount of deaths that we are on par to have this year, where it's tripled and the age of addiction and the overdosing. And so I think that's the uniqueness, that as a community, we're able to come together to kind of address the problem and figure out how to deal with the problem.
Now, this is going to be a five-hour session. It runs at 8:30 in the morning to 1:30 at Lancaster High School. Can you kind of lay out the day and what people can expect?
Well, what they can expect is professionals, experts in the area of addiction, in all areas of addiction, from the law enforcement side. We have the DEA and the U.S. Attorney's Office. We have our medical director speaking on the brain chemistry of addiction. We have a treatment expert speaking on all levels of treatment that are available in this area so that people that don't know what we have to offer will learn. We have somebody from the Bills who's been affected by addiction coming to tell their story. And then hopefully we can come up with an action plan all together on how to address it.
And then I just want to follow up with this final question then. I mean, for those who are listening to this and hearing about this and, you know, their plans already are set perhaps maybe for Saturday, but is there a takeaway when it comes to this type of event to see so many different organizations being involved?
I think the takeaway is identifying that we do have a problem and no longer saying we don't. And I think the other takeaway is that with all these different experts in different fields coming together, that we can effectively address this problem. The bottom line is we can't continue to arrest our way out of it. We have to address treatment. People don't wake up and say, I want to be an addict. For whatever reason, that they pick up a pill or they pick up a drug and then they ultimately turn to heroin, we need to address that's a disease, no different than diabetes, no different than cancer. And as a community, we need to identify it and we need to treat it.
Jody Altman from Kids Escaping Drugs, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome.